It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab neighbors launch attacks against advancing Shia Houthi rebels in Yemen. Saudi Arabia says it's launched airstrikes targeting Shia Houthi rebels in Yemen, advancing on embattled President Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi in the southern port city Aden. The Saudi U.S. ambassador said his government will do anything necessary to protect the people of Yemen and what he called its legitimate government. Several other Gulf states have also joined the military operation. Yemen's foreign minister Riyad Ghassan warned Wednesday what's happening now will change the political geography of the region if the Houthis manage to control all the country, allowing, in his words, the Iranians to take control of the region for thousands of years. Meanwhile, the whereabouts of President Hadi remain unknown after rebel-controlled airplanes attacked the presidential complex in Aden on Wednesday. Nigerian officials say the country's land and sea borders will be sealed from now until after Saturday's election to ensure security. The vote, already postponed once from February 14th, over security concerns, is a crucial ballot as the nation combats an Islamist insurgency. Authorities have already announced a total restriction on movement during Saturday's polling hours to cut down on political violence. In the commercial capital, Lagos, voters like Sheriff Ilunia expect a peaceful vote but remain anxious.
The rumor is just underground. The election will be tough, but we are not really seeing any action of both sides. I believe everything will go well for my whole faith.
President Goodluck Jonathan faces a primary election challenge from Muhammadu Buhari. In 2011, election violence left hundreds dead. Ahead of the ballot, a Nigerian spokesman said Boko Haram militants kidnapped hundreds of people from Damasak in Borno State.